Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, make some noise. Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Come on, make some noise out there.
Welcome to Word Outreach International with your host, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson, bringing practical teaching, spiritual insight, and prophetic utterances from the Word of God. So call your friends and family and tell them to tune in right now to Word Outreach International. May God continue to richly bless you.
Well, good morning. It is a joy and a privilege and a pleasure. This is for me to be with you on another Blog Talk Radio broadcast, and I'm your host, Dr. J.O. Robinson. Hey, you know what? To God be the glory for a good week, a great week. I pray that you've had a great week. I pray that the week has gone well for you and that all of the greatest things that you desire for your life come to pass. And if they did not in terms of the blessings of the Lord, then I pray that as you go into the weekend, that God's greatest, the Lord's best will be yours. Well, let's get back into the broadcast. We were talking on the subject of righteousness in terms of righteousness and kingdom living. And I asked a question on Wednesday, is the Lord prejudiced? to some degree, it's a great question. But what does prejudice really mean? The scripture declares to us that injury or damage resulting from some judgment, this is somewhat of a meaning from Dexter's Dictionary. But I just want to give you the overall look at how God views us. It is also from some judgment or actions of another in disregards to others' rights. We've been talking about rights, and so I said to you that there's equality in the kingdom of God. But one more time, there's equality in the kingdom of God. Now, I wasn't intending to get into this, but in that it came up in my spirit, I might as well go ahead and seemingly tackle this a little bit, but it also means to preconceive judgment or an opinion advanced towards or without grounds or before sufficient knowledge. You know, most people are prejudiced because they just don't know. They have no knowledge. They are ignorant. So what does ignorant really mean? And you've heard me say this before. I'll say it again. This is something that I've shared out of years of teaching. Ignorance has a twofold meaning. Number one, it is either you can be destitute of knowledge or you can know that a thing is there and just totally disregard it. The prejudice of individuals comes from I believe a lack of knowledge to do insult, or a knowing thing and ignore. In other words, just pretend like it's not there. There is equality in the kingdom of God. That means that let me say this. Somebody says, well, how do you base equality and what? How can you say that there's equality in the kingdom? Well, in Philippians chapter 2, the Bible gives us a very good vivid understanding of how equality is working for the kingdom of God. Listen, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it said this. It said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now listen, somebody just bring that scripture up, because he was the Son of God, but yet he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, tell me, what son would not be in the respect of the DNA of his father? So it doesn't, and when I say equal, that means that because he has that same DNA, because he has that same RNA, because he has the same cells, genes, the same strand running through him, hallelujah, that means that he is a, number one, that son of that father, but because of that DNA, it makes him have equality with that father. What do you mean by that? He's equal to him in terms of DNA. Now, the father is older. The father is more seasoned, supposedly. And that father is the leading or the guiding of that son. But when it comes down to the equality of both of them, they are equal when it comes down to their connections or the DNA. Does that make sense to you? Well, here's what the kingdom of heaven is. The kingdom of heaven has equality, and that equality it is summed up in this particular type of the definition that I gave you for equality is from the Hebrew. Let me put it to Greek, because that's what we deal with a lot here. It is to be equitable. It is to have equity, justification, or, as I shared, equality. So, Philippians 6 says that the communication of my faith may become effectual by my acknowledging every good thing which is in me in Christ Jesus. Actually, it says that because I can acknowledge every good thing, I have equality with the Lord. Jesus didn't think that it was robbery to be equal with God, but he didn't make of himself any reputation. Does that make you and I equal with the Lord? No, it does not. Somebody says, well, what does that have to do with you and me concerning equality, and how did that really work with the Lord? Because, he is God. Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, let's go there for a moment, and let's see how that plans out with you and me. And going into the last few verses, let's start at verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now, I told you on the last broadcast, Jesus talked to Nicodemus. We call it Nick by night. Yeah, that's what pastor, one of our pastors says. He says, when he came to him by night, he says, Master, we know you're a great teacher in John chapter 3 of the Jews, and we know that no man can do these miracles except God be with him. And Jesus turned to him and said, hey, Nick, the only way you can understand this is that you must be born again. And Nick says to him, what do you mean born again? He said, no man can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again, or either understand it or discern it. And so he says, can a man go back into his mother's womb a second time and be born? Oh, Nick, no, that's not the way it happens. He says the wind blows where this is, you hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell where the sound comes from or where it goes. So are they who are born of the Spirit of God. And I told you that if you wanted to be born again, you could use Romans chapter 10 and say, for as many as shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from sin, saved from the degradation, saved from being redeemed from the curse of the law, as it was with if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, and all things, verse 17, have become new. So in this respect, verse 15 says, but he that is spiritual judges all things, of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. Yet he himself is judge of no man. In other words, this has to do with a lot of other things, and I don't want to go into that right now. We'll talk about that later, but verse 16 is where we want to be. He says, but who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But I just said to you, but we have the mind of Christ. So I read you 2 Corinthians, I read to you Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind, which is also be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery with God, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation. You and I are sons and God, sons and daughters of God. So we, because we become born again, we have his DNA. And I don't want to get into a whole bunch of things about this, but we are declaring righteousness today. And we're declaring righteousness and kingdom living, even through that discourse. In the Psalms, the Bible says that Jesus talked to his disciples and said, hey, you know, listen, I know there's a lot of people have problems with certain things, but I'm going to say this, and then we'll get back to it on a later day in terms of maybe we'll come back to it Monday in another broadcast and share with you. I want to stay in this particular place. But at the end of the day, he said, did you not know that the scripture declares through the Psalms that you're God's? And I know that a lot of people have a problem with that. But yes, if you have the Lord's DNA, then you and I have become sons and daughters of the Most High God. His name is Yahweh. We call him Jehovah. His son, his name is Jesus. We call him Yeshua. But the bottom line is you and I have equity in the kingdom of God. We have equality in the kingdom of Almighty God. We have those things working in our born again DNA. That's right. That those things, when we became born again, became automatic to you, they became automatic to me. And when I say that there is no prejudice in the kingdom of God, the righteousness of the kingdom of God says that everybody has a right to kingdom business and to do kingdom work and to be, as they become a part of the kingdom, also to enjoy kingdom pleasures or benefits of the kingdom. There's no sin, sickness, poverty, fear, doubt, worry, confusion, envy, strife, guilt, shame, even death has no dominion over us because we, you and I, we live in the kingdom. As we get ready to close this broadcast today, let me tell you something. The kingdom of God is yours, it's mine, and because of that, we enjoy the equality of the kingdom as being citizens of the kingdom. Why don't you come back with me on Monday? We're going to talk about this a little bit more in terms of, we'll probably dive into Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 to 21 as we talk about how the kingdom operates and what the mindset of the kingdom is for you and for me as being citizens of the kingdom. Because with that being said, hallelujah, we talked about that God revealed his righteousness unto us by faith. So that's how this is operating. Come back with me on Monday and we'll talk about it a little bit more. Until then, you have may grace and peace be multiplied unto you.